Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Today I will continue the book of Revelation chapter 18. We discuss the first part of the book of Revelation chapter 18 from verse 1 to about verse 15, talking about the city that was called Babylon. And the Bible said in chapter 17 verse 18 that that woman which thou sawest is that great city which is risen over the kings of the earth. And we pointed out in that last broadcast, the city that was written upon the earth in the days of Apostle John was the city of Rome. And the Roman Empire was persecuting Christians in that generation. And God said he will avenge the blood of the saints. And let me go ahead and read quickly to you where even the saints that were dead and were in paradise were crying unto God for vengeance. In the book of Revelation chapter 6, when the seals were being opened, it was revealed to us there when the Lamb had opened the fifth seal. In Revelation chapter 6, let's read it right here, verse 9. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Now, who are these souls beheaded, slain for the testimony that they held? Believers, Christians or non-Christian Jews that were persecuted and killed. In the days of the apostles, many were killed, stoned, persecuted you remember the story in the book of Acts of the Apostles when they started persecuting the believers by those who are fanatical Jews. It started in Jerusalem. Apostle Saul, the Tower of Tarsus, was one of them until the Lord converted him to be Apostle Paul. And they persecuted a lot of Christians then. And then it went into Rome, where Rome and the Roman Empire took it upon themselves to persecute the rest of the believers. They persecuted some Jews too, and then it turned over, they persecuted the Christians worldwide. They were arresting Christians all through that ages, between the 60 AD, all through, after the 70 AD, I think it was 100, 200 AD and 300 AD, they were persecuting Christians all over Roman Empire and killing them, beheading many, throwing them into the lions. Then all the emperors for so many generations were persecuting the Christians. And in the city of Rome, they were actually arresting Christians and sending them over to Rome and feeding them to the lions, because they accused that Christians were against the government of Rome, saying that there is a king called Jesus. You can read that in the book of Apostles when they are accusing Apostle Paul, and that became inflated. They inflated the accusation. And all of those things, God said, we avenge the blood. And when the souls in paradise were crying for vengeance, God said in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 6, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So that was what was being told to those saints that were already dead and were in paradise crying for vengeance. And God said, just a little while, and all of those that are going to be killed like yours will be done, and then God will judge. And in verse chapter 17 and chapter 18, you're going to see now where God said he will judge that city. And this is where the judgment was going to take place. Chapter 18 is where the judgment God promised will take place upon the city of Rome, which was said to be Babylon the Great. And God judges the spiritual world and the physical world. And let's read on here. Let me see where that happened many thousands of years ago. Yes, but God was there, and God is still here now. And God will judge a city, and God will judge a nation. No matter how long it takes, wait for it. God never forgets things that he has promised he will judge. He said that he will in no wise acquit the guilty. That's one of the characteristics of God. Now let's go on and read chapter 18 that we are reading, and go further in what was described for this city of Rome, or the city that was called Babylon the Great. Verse 14 said, and the fruits that thy soul lusted after are the paradises after the city will have been destroy it. I said this is going to be more of nuclear bomb because of what was written here in verse 9. He said that the kings of the earth who have committed fornication with this Babylon and live deliciously with her shall bewail her with her, means that it's a city. They shall bewail and shall stand afar off. Verse 10 says, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city. For in 1 hour is thy judgment come. He's talking about standing afar off, and I said that simply means the type of burning that's going to take place will be making people to be afraid to go near to try to put up the fire. It's going to be a nuclear fire, nuclear bomb will cause that, because nuclear radiation, when it started, even miles away, people will run and run away from it. And that's why they stand afar off for fear of our torment. This is more of nuclear destruction. And we know right now that when it was written, it was like almost 2,000 years ago when this was written. But we can look back, we are in this generation now, we can look back at those prophecies, look like how will it happen. But now we can see that it can happen if there's a war and they use a nuclear bomb. It will be in 1 hour and a massive destruction will take place. And the fire will be the type that people will run away from it, that they are not going to go and put it off because of the nuclear fire. That is radiation that will be coming out of it, that will make people to run away. Now let's jump now to verse 16. It went further and said they were bewailing. Verse 15 said, the merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off, just like I said, because of the fear of the torment. For the fear of her torment, maybe because of nuclear radiation. And they'll be weeping and wailing and saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet. Now look at that. God was using these specific colors so that we can look and see what type of city this will be. The papacy, they use purple, and all those their cardinals red wear scarlet dress. And God is called pointing it out in a way, because this is prophecy, but now we can see it's no more, it's already fulfilled. The city of Rome, that's where all the Roman Catholicism have their headquarters, and the cardinals that are always dressed in scarlet color dress or purple dress, that is their seat. And this is why he was saying this city was clothed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. They have gold in their cathedrals in the city of Rome. Right now, all the Roman Catholicism cathedrals, they have gold and pearls and precious stones that they have gathered over the years as their treasure. And God is saying, look at that city. That's exactly what is prophesied, and it's been fulfilled. You can go to the city of Rome yourself and see what we are saying. They are all there. But God is saying, this is the city that is going to be judged. This is another pointer that makes us to know that this is the city we are talking about in the book of Revelation, chapter 18 and 17. And he said, for in 1 hour, so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster, when he say every shipmaster, I also point to the fact that the city is going to be a coast city, a seashore. And Rome fitted that perfectly. I said, and all the companies in ships and sailors, as many as trade by sea, stood afar off. Because of the radiation, the sailors will stand far off and cry when they saw the smoke of her burning. What will make people to cry if the city is burning? Especially because they also think this city was a religious holy city, because that's where their papacy is, and that will make many people to be crying. They will be crying for their holy city or their papacy, whereas that is part of what God is judging. That's why it's not just a city. That some people thought that this prophecy could be fitting New York or fitting any other big city that are just doing trading. But when you look at this could be also fulfilling that part, because this could be a dual prophecy. That is, any city that fits into this description also will be judged. Because at the end of the world, the Bible said the cities of the nations fell because of the nuclear war that is going to take place in the Third World War. So whether it will be the Third World War's destruction that God is talking about, that will mean so many cities will fall, that will fit into this category also. Or it's just this city will be specifically judged, because God said we remember this city specifically. Because you may say, well, if there's a nuclear war right now, why will Rome be the one bombed? Rome does not send soldiers out. But God said he will remember this city and say, this is the city I want you to bomb. God himself said he will remember it. You see that in the book, in the section where there is war. Said when actually in the book of Revelation, let me read it immediately right now to you. In the book of Revelation, in chapter 14, You see where the Bible said, the last verse of chapter 14 said, the winepress was trodden without the city, and there came out blood out of the winepress. Now, let's see when the seventh angel blew his trumpet. You see that here in the book of Revelation, chapter 11. Right here, this is where the word of God was saying, verse 15, chapter 11, verse 16, and 7, the seventh angel sounded, there was great voices in heaven, and the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign over forever and ever. And then jump straight to verse 18. Verse 19, and the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and a great hail. Now, that's not the verse I'm really looking for right now. I want to point to the verse where the Bible said that Babylon came to the mind of God. That was when there was the seventh vow was read. That was Revelation chapter 15, chapter 16. When the angels that are pouring the wrath of God upon the earth, when they pour the seventh wrath of God upon the earth, chapter 16 of the book of Revelation, read here for me from verse 19. Here it says, after the seventh angel pour his own vial into the air, verse 17, really. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Now all cities, that means that all cities in the world will feel the impact of that great quake, because it's going to be big buildings, skyscrapers, 10, 20, 30 story buildings will all crumble and fall because of the quake in the air. And that, you say, what kind of a quake would that be? It could be anything. It could be a nuclear blast in the air that could do that. Or it could also be God himself that can just shake the earth. Because if God moved the earth to another orbit for a temporary reason, things will happen. Quakes, magnetic waves that can make all buildings fall down. Just a little touch from the Almighty God. It could also be God telling them that it's going to be their nuclear bomb that's going to do that. So God can use anything he'd like to use. But the Bible said in verse 19, that I'm reading here, verse chapter 16, verse 19, that all the cities of nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to point to you. That is, after all these things are happening, maybe there'll be a nuclear blast where all the cities of the nations are crumbling because of the blast. The Bible said that great Babylon specifically come into remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of wine of the fierceness of his wrath. You understand what I'm saying now? So when God remember a particular city, God will divert a particular trouble upon that city. That's what we are seeing in chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. That is, you may say, why will Rome be specifically judged when they may not even be part of the war that was going on? Let's say it's a nuclear war going on. Why will Rome? Rome was just a city that was not even. The God can divert a bomb into that city. Can make all these kings decide and say, this Rome has been one of them deceiving us with their false religion, and just try to bomb their papacy and destroy everything all. And that is what God is saying, that it will come into remembrance before God to give unto her the wine of the wrath of God. And God is the one that's going to do these things. And that's why we are warning everybody that, hey, be on God's side. Be on God's side. Be on God's side. You must accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And just think of what is going on right now. The Roman Catholicism, the Islamic religion, and the Buddhism have been signing agreements and making peace. But is that what God has set up? No. Those are the world religions. The religions of the world that are going to align themselves and join to the rulers of the world, and they're all going to be destroyed together. But the kingdom of God is set up by the Lord Jesus Christ, calling individual people, you and me, out of the organized systems, out of the world unto himself. Say, my kingdom is not of this world. So any religious body that was aligning themselves to the governments of the world are not doing any work for the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord Jesus Christ said, my kingdom is not of this world. The children of the kingdom are individual people that God is calling from every corner, from every denomination, that are believers, and they are accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. And I invite you to call Jesus Christ into your heart now. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let him fill you with the Holy Ghost. Let him give you the new birth. That he said, unless a man be born of water and of the Spirit, they cannot see the kingdom of God. And you will be able to see the kingdom of God only when you are born of water and of the Spirit of the living God. Because until you are born again, you will think there is no holy person. But when you are born again yourself, you will know them. You will be able to recognize the holy people of God, the saints of God. And yeah, there are saints on earth because you have become one of them. That's how you can recognize them. You are not saints by just being in a seminary. No, you don't become a saint by joining a group of monks. No, that's not how you become a saint. You become a saint of God when you are washed by the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is living inside you. He leads your life from that day forward, male or female, and does not preclude you from getting married either. He said you can be married and still be holy because you keep to your wife and you keep to your husband if you're a woman, and you love the Lord Jesus Christ. God is calling you unto himself and not unto a seminary, not unto a monk monastery. He's calling you unto himself to dedicate your life unto him. And let's read again and see what more was said about this city that will be destroyed by a nuclear blast or by the wrath of God. In back to Revelation chapter 18, let's go to verse 18 now. And they said the people that were crying say, what city is like unto this city? Verse 19, and they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city. That is, this city will touch their heart when the destruction comes upon that city so much that people all over the nations around will be crying for the city. That is because of their alliance to that city, not just as a political city, but as a religious city. And that is what Rome is right now to many who are Roman Catholics. Rome to them is like their headquarters or their Jerusalem. See, that's like their heaven, because that's where they think where their papacy is. That's why they will be crying and wailing because of the destruction that's coming upon the city. But God says he's the one that's going to judge the city because they have deceived the whole world, like making people think that is the true Christianity, whereas that is the false Christianity. Verse 20 said, rejoice over her, thou heaven. Now look at that. God is saying heaven should rejoice over the city that is being destroyed. And ye are holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Now you see what I'm talking about. God is saying the saints that have been persecuted, beheaded, thrown to lions in that city of Rome, God is avenging the saints. God is avenging the holy apostles of Christ. That were, Apostle Peter was killed in Rome. Apostle Paul was killed in Rome. Many Christians were killed in Rome all through the ages. Many were beheaded and arrested, taken to Rome, fed to the lions by the emperors. And some are led to fight the gladiator, and the gladiator killed them and fed into the lions. All this happened in Rome. You can read the history of what they call the catacomb, where Christians were being killed and burying ground for them. All of those things, God said he will judge the city. And this is what is written in the book of Revelation chapter 17, how God will judge the city. See, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. God will judge it. And like I said in the last broadcast, even you Islamic countries, you Islamic people that have been persecuting believers, you better be careful, because you are touching the eye of God. You better be careful and repent and leave the true believers of Christ alone. If you don't want to believe, don't persecute them, because you are not only destroying yourself, you're going to destroy your land. Because God will judge the nations and the lands that are raising themselves against his people. Like he said here, it may take 1,000 years, but God said he was going to judge that city, Rome, for persecuting the true believers, for beheading them, for throwing them into the lion in the days of the emperors. God never forget, because the saints that were beheaded, that were seen in paradise, were crying unto God for vengeance. So they are avengers of the dwellers of earth, and God is going to avenge them. He said, wait a little while until the rest of the Christians that are going to persecute like you do are fulfilled. You that call yourself an Islamic country, you that call yourself Islamic rulers, are you going to be one of those that are going to persecute the people, and God is going to wipe your city and your country, land and your land completely off the planet Earth? Repent. And let's go on here. And verse 21 says, and a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. You see the judgment of that city? So God said it will be found no more at all, which means by the time God was through that city, it will not be found on anymore. The name will be eradicated from the earth. And you have to be, you have to fear, because God actually, the Lord Jesus Christ gave this promise to his people. He said, when you go to him to preach in a land and they do not accept, he said, shake off the dust of your feet. It will be more tolerable for that, for this, for Sodom and Gomorrah that God destroyed with fire, than for that city that refused to accept Christ and refused to accept the true believers of the true preachers. How much more when they stone the preachers? How much more when they persecute the believers in their midst? He said that you, if you give your a believer a cup of water, you will not lose your reward. How much more if you persecute true believers in your midst because you say it's not your religion and you persecute the Christians, say you are creating doom for your land, creating doom for your household, you are creating doom for your people, because God can wipe them off the planet earth forever, no more to be found. That's why we are warning you, especially you that are persecuting the true believers in your cities or in your environments or in your neighborhood, just because you say you are of one religion that is opposing Christianity. Beware, because you are touching the eyes of the Almighty God. Now let's read on here. Verse 22, and the voice of harpers and musicians and pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more in this city. And say even the light of a candle, just think, in the Roman Catholicism they use candles a lot. The Bible said the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in that city. The voice of bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more. And that is one of the things, because many people, they go to Rome because they know the Rome, the papacy, the cardinals are there. They think that's the best place for them to go and do their wedding. It's like high class wedding. There's always people going there for honeymoon because of their Roman Catholicism, I believe. You see, they, all those ideas will be wiped off completely, because the voice of bridegroom and bride will be heard no more in that city. Verse 24 says, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. See, God said they will be guilty of all that was slain upon the earth. Like Christ said, the blood of the saints will be required of all those that killed the Messiah. The same thing here, when they persecuted the apostles, he said that the blood of the apostles and all the saints that are killed will be required of this city. And I'm warning and I'm praying that all of you in other lands that are not even in this city will repent for persecuting the true believers in Christ. If you don't want to believe, you better don't persecute the Christians, because God is going to judge not only you, even the land that you belong to, the people that send you to go and persecute them, you all be judged. And it may be not now, it may be some years later, it may be a century to come, it may be a thousand years to come, but they will be wiped out of the earth when they persecute the believers. The city that do not follow God will be wiped out of the earth. The Bible says even a nation that forget God shall be destroyed completely and eradicated from this planet earth. A nation that forget God. So you can be sure of it. And I'm warning you that repent from all the persecution that you are doing. You people in Sudan, you people in Somalia, all those places where the word of God, the Christians are being persecuted, you better repent and stop persecuting the believers, so that the Lord may show mercy and forgive your land. But if you keep on persecuting, those lands may be no more, because when God brings judgment, it will be severe. He said that Sodom and Gomorrah will be better off than some of those cities that persecute the believers and some of those cities that refuse Christ. I pray that the Lord will give you fear of God and understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about this, and I want you to write so that we can help send you some more exhortation and some more literature. Now, praise the Lord. This is Brother Julius Adewumi inviting you to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you are a Christian that has been listening to this radio broadcast, I challenge you and I urge you to aspire to the goal of overcomers. Be zealous for more of God. Ask the Lord to increase your faith, to build you up spiritually, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Ghost to increase and intensify in you, so that you can come to the stature, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is our goal as believers. Now, if you that is listening to me, you are not a Christian, or you are just a church member, you are a church goer trying to do good, But you are not really born again. You don't even know what it means to be born again. You are not sure whether you have been washed from your sins. I invite you to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I want to pray for you right now, so that you can be assured of your salvation, and so that your heart and your faith and your spirit can begin to believe the word of God. The word of God specifically says, anyone that believes in me, anyone that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. You have got to believe that utterance of Jesus, and then invite Jesus to come out, take over your life, because he gives a power into the believers that he call being born again. And it is this power that rejuvenates us from within, that makes us to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. Now, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I want you to pray, to bow your head and pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for me on the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And I renounce sin. I renounce Satan. I renounce all ungodliness. And I renounce all witchcraft and evil powers. And I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. Come and take over my life, Jesus. And fill me with the Holy Ghost. Wash me with your blood. From now on, I belong to you, Jesus. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for making me your child. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. Help them, Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to follow the word of God, to begin to read the scriptures and to understand and obey it. And let them be filled with the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive ye the Holy Ghost today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to write to me, and I will send you some literature that will be edifying to you. Write to Evangelist Julius Ade. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050, USA. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you again next time. In Jesus' name.